thank you so much to Farm Bureau President Duval and Ambassador Baucus and Senator Lugar for their support for Farmers for Free Trade. As Ambassador Baucus mentioned, our mission at Farmers for Free Trade is to make sure that the same folks who put food on the table are at the table when we set trade policy for the U.S. The support of the Farm Bureau is so critical, not just because it brings their vast resources and network of farmers, but also because it validates how important our mission is at this important moment. As someone who spent a career talking with farmers and ranchers, I can tell you that any erosion of our export represents the last straw. As farm incomes continue to fall, trade is what sustains our rural communities. So Farmers for Free Trade is focused on ensuring that the stakes are well understood far from the halls of power in Washington, D.C. We're going to drive home the threat that threats to export markets like Mexico, Canada, and South Korea are threats to states like Kansas, Kentucky, and Washington. That withdrawing from NAFTA not only means higher tariffs, it means lower global demand. That aggressive unilateral trade enforcement actions have consequences. And those consequences often come out of the pockets of America's farmers and ranchers. And that sitting on the sidelines, allowing other countries to cut deals with each other, means our farmers and ranchers will be cut out. But perhaps most importantly, we'll drive home the point that it's not just our farmers whose livelihoods are on the line. It's harvesters and processors, packagers, truckers, shippers, and everyone else that depends on a highly integrated, world-class, cross-border supply chain. So we're working already to build a robust campaign at the state level to reach these folks. We're focusing on all 50 states, but we'll begin by prioritizing states with major commodities that are impacted by trade policy decisions being made in D.C. right now. That would include states like Washington, Kansas, and Kentucky. And it will be a tiered strategy that will expand as our organization gains momentum. In these states, we plan to engage local and state leaders, everyone from local city councils, to mayors, to governors, to economic development commissions. We'll also be working to identify in each state an agriculture leader who will head the campaign in his or her state. And that leader will help us build both our grass tops and grassroots activities. And we plan to engage local media. These are just some of the actions that, with the support, a very important support, the Farm Bureaus and others, we'll tackle in the months ahead. And we're so excited and proud to be working with Senators Baucus and Lugar and the Farm Bureau on this important effort.